What is consumer protection law in Illinois? Consumer protection law is the group of federal and Illinois laws that protects people from certain unfair, deceptive, abusive, or unlawful business practices. These laws can apply when a company advertises a service, collects a household debt, reports credit information, performs a background check, sells credit repair or debt relief services, or sends certain unwanted calls or text messages. For consumers in the Chicago area and throughout Illinois, protection may come from both federal statutes and the Illinois Consumer Fraud and Deceptive Business Practices Act. The law that applies depends on the company involved, the type of transaction, what the company said or did, and whether the consumer suffered harm. What does consumer protection law cover? Consumer protection laws create standards for how covered businesses communicate with and treat individuals. Depending on the statute, a company may be required to provide truthful information, disclose important terms, use fair collection methods, maintain reasonable reporting procedures, investigate a covered dispute, or obtain consent before making certain communications. A frustrating customer service experience, high price, or ordinary billing disagreement is not automatically a legal violation. A valid claim generally requires conduct prohibited by a specific law. That distinction matters because different laws protect different transactions and provide different remedies. Illinois Consumer Protection Law. The Illinois Consumer Fraud and Deceptive Business Practices Act is a central state law for consumers in Chicago, Orland Park, Cook County, and elsewhere in Illinois. It addresses fraud, deception, false promises, misrepresentations, and certain unfair practices in trade or commerce. A potential Illinois claim may involve misleading advertising, a hidden mandatory fee, a deceptive sales presentation, a false promise about a product or service, or material information concealed before a consumer agreed to a transaction. A private claim normally requires a careful review of the parties, the prohibited conduct, causation, actual damage, available defenses, and filing deadline. The Illinois Attorney General also accepts consumer complaints and may investigate conduct affecting the public. Filing a complaint can create an official record, but it does not guarantee compensation, begin a private lawsuit, or make the Attorney General the consumer's personal lawyer. Important federal consumer laws. Illinois residents may also have rights under federal law. The Fair Credit Reporting Act regulates credit bureaus, specialty reporting agencies, companies that supply information, and businesses that use consumer reports. It can apply to inaccurate credit files, tenant screening reports, and employment background checks. The accuracy issue, dispute history, procedures used, and resulting harm can all affect whether a claim exists. The Fair Debt Collection Practices Act restricts harassment, deception, false threats, and other prohibited conduct by covered debt collectors collecting personal, family, or household debts. It generally does not apply to every original creditor, although other federal or Illinois laws may cover additional conduct. The Credit Repair Organizations Act regulates covered companies that sell credit repair services. It prohibits certain misleading claims, requires specific contract disclosures, generally restricts advance payment before promised work is completed, and gives consumers a limited cancellation right. The Telephone Consumer Protection Act may also apply to certain automated calls, pre-recorded messages, or marketing texts, depending on the technology, purpose, consent, and applicable exceptions. Common warning signs for Illinois consumers. Possible warning signs include a company advertising one price and adding an unavoidable undisclosed charge. A collector misstating the debt or threatening action it cannot legally take. A credit report listing an account that belongs to someone else. A background report mixing another person's criminal history into a Chicago area applicant's file. Or a credit repair company guaranteeing that accurate negative information will disappear. Other concerns can include a business continuing certain pre-recorded calls or marketing texts after consent was revoked. A company ignoring a documented credit reporting dispute. Or a debt relief provider making misleading promises about fees, results, or creditor negotiations. These are warning signs, not automatic proof. The documents, timeline, communications, and governing law must be reviewed together. Who may be protected? Many consumer statutes focus on goods, services, credit, or debts obtained primarily for personal, family, or household use. Protection can extend beyond retail buyers. A borrower, renter, job applicant, person contacted about a debt, or individual whose information appears in a consumer report may have rights under the applicable law. Business purpose transactions are often treated differently. A debt incurred mainly for commercial use, for example, may not receive the same protection as a household debt. Coverage should be evaluated under the exact federal or Illinois statute involved. What should you do after a possible violation? Preserve evidence before accounts, web pages, or messages change. Keep contracts, advertisements, receipts, billing statements, credit or background reports, dispute letters, emails, text messages, call logs, voicemails, screenshots, and proof of payment. Create a simple timeline showing what happened, which company was involved, when you complained, and how the problem affected you. Use any applicable written dispute or notice process and keep proof of delivery. A regulatory complaint may be helpful, but it may not pause the deadline for filing a private claim. Because limitation periods and notice requirements vary, consumers should not assume they can wait indefinitely. When to contact an Illinois consumer protection attorney, consider a legal review if deceptive conduct caused financial loss, a credit or background report error affected housing or employment. A covered company ignored a documented dispute, a collector used repeated harassment or false threats, or you paid for credit repair or debt relief services based on misleading promises. Just as consumer law is based in Orland Park and serves consumers in the Chicago area, throughout Illinois, and, where appropriate, nationwide in federal consumer matters. The firm handles issues involving debt collection, credit reporting, background checks, credit repair, debt relief services, unwanted communications, and other potentially deceptive business practices. An attorney can identify the correct parties and laws, evaluate the available evidence, and explain possible remedies. Results cannot be guaranteed, and every matter depends on its facts.